The Redeemed Life Radio broadcast is a ministry of Redeemed Church, now meeting at Groove Nation Performing Arts Center, 3000 Columbia House Boulevard in Vancouver, Washington. Come experience Redeemed Church live this Sunday at 10:30.
Give thanks to God, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those He redeemed from the hand of the foe. Those He has gathered from every land. We testify to the work of His hand.
Hi, I'm Steve Livengood. My wife Shelley and I welcome you to the Redeemed Life Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Redeemed Church in Vancouver, Washington. The purpose of this radio broadcast is to bless you and build you up in your faith in Jesus. Now let's get right into this week's message. Today, I really want to focus on two events that the Bible clearly talks about and that we need to be, you know, lined up on these events. There's some confusion and some controversy in the church about the return of Jesus. Amen? But what do? When we need clarification, we go to the Word of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. So, The phrase that we want to look at today is the word ready for the rapture. Somebody say, let's get ready for the rapture. Amen? Readiness. There needs to be a readiness in the body of Christ. Amen? And the word ready means fitness. Words like fitness, prepared, made ready, readiness. Amen? So we're preparing for the return of Jesus. Preparing for His return. Getting ready, staying ready. Amen? Praise His name. So there are two distinct events that we want to look at today in the Word of God. That one is the rapture of the church, and the second one is the second coming of the Lord. Amen? The rapture of the church is where Jesus returns to take home His people. The second coming of the Lord is when the Lord returns to planet Earth to set up His kingdom on the earth. Amen? These are two distinct events the Bible talks about. Amen? Many believe that they're the same event, right? Many believe that Jesus comes back once and sets up His kingdom, and the church has to go through the thing the Bible talks about, the tribulation period that will happen on planet Earth with the Antichrist and taking the mark of the beast or not taking the mark of the beast. Well, the Bible talks about two distinct end time events. The rapture of the church and the second coming of the Lord. Amen? So let's look at the word. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18. And there are a number of verses that we can look at, but these are the ones I felt stirred to bring up. Amen? And there's some wonderful teaching out there, in terms of end times events. We're not going to go into that so much. Amen? But we're going to look at these two things. Because why? Because people may ask you, what about the return of Jesus? And it's good for the church to know what's going on. Amen? So 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18 says this. Paul is speaking, "But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with Him those who sleep in Jesus." Amen. Verse 15, "For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words." Amen. So this is a comforting thing. The rapture is a comforting thing. Amen. The rest of the world doesn't see Him at this point. Amen. We see Him. We're gathered together to meet with Jesus in the air. And then we go off to heaven with Him. Amen. And all the saints who passed on before us will meet us there. People you know and love. Anybody know anyone in heaven today? Amen. They're going to be there waiting for you, looking for you. Amen. The dead in Christ will rise first, and then we who remain will be caught up together to meet with them in the air. It's going to be a family reunion and a party. You talk about, you don't think God's into partying? He's into good. You haven't partied until you had a God party. Amen. Comfort one another with these words. The second coming is not so comforting to the world. Amen. And let's look at a verse that talks about that. Matthew 24. So somebody say, that was the rapture right there. Amen. And praise God for that. And what's rapture mean? It means catching away, right? It's when Jesus comes and takes us home to be with him. Hallelujah. But look at Matthew 24, verses 15 through 21. The word of God says this. Jesus is speaking. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand, then let those who are in Judah flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house. Let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. So see, during the rapture, after the rapture happens, there's still people on this planet that didn't go in the rapture, right? And this is what Jesus is speaking about here. But woe to those who are pregnant, those who are nursing babies in those days, and pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulation, such as not been seen since the beginning of the world until this time, nor shall ever be. Amen. So Jesus here is speaking about a tribulation period. Amen. The church is not here. The church is not on the planet during this season. Amen. Now there will be those that get saved when they realize what they missed. Amen. But like I heard Brother Capps say, Charles Capps, when I was listening to his message, he said, you think it's hard to live for Jesus now? During the tribulation period, it's going to be ugly. And guys, I remember back in the 70s hearing about this, you know, a thief in the night and all these things, the vanishings and all this kind of stuff. And it sounded like Star Wars back then, right? Don't take the mark. It is not a sci-fi movie anymore. Now people literally can walk over and just scan their credit card and they're in. They paid whatever it is, right? It's not sci-fi anymore to think about some type of a tiny chip on the wrist or in the forehead. And that's how you do business in this world. That's where it's going. This whole one world thing, that's what it's setting up for. Amen? Where there's one economy, the Antichrist rises to power after the church leaves. Amen? And it's literally, you think it's hell on earth now. The earth hasn't seen hell on earth until after the church leaves. And the church, guys, is the restraining force against the Antichrist in this world. He can't do anything until the church is gone. Amen? And there'll be people on the planet that realize what they missed, and there'll be awful things that happen to them. Amen? Many will become martyrs. Many will live through it. Amen? But the tribulation period is not something to be desired or believe that, like many do, that the church is going to have to endure the tribulation. There's no biblical support for that. Jesus here is talking about the second coming, right? Now look at verse 22 here. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh will be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. When he talks about the elect, he's talking about Israel, amen, and people who come to Jesus during that time. That the time, that tribulation period, will be shortened. Amen. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, don't believe it, for false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you, verse 25, beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he's in the desert, do not go out. Look, he's in the inner rooms, don't believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, verse 27, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, many have taught and believed, and including myself, that that's a sign of the rapture. It is not. It is not the sign of the rapture. This is the second coming, right? Verse 28 says this, for wherever the carcass is, There the eagles will be gathered together immediately after the tribulation of those days. The sun will be darkened. The moon will not give light. The stars will fall from heaven. And the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn. And they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Rapture, nobody sees him except the church. We meet him with him in the clouds and we go off to heaven with him. Amen. When he comes back, the world sees him and it's party over. World, right? It's time to serve God or you're becoming food for the eagles. That's what it says. Amen. There's going to be a battle that takes place on the planet. Amen. And we see this in Revelation that there's going to be nations coming against Israel. Don't you know there are nations right now that would love to wipe Israel off the planet, right? Well, there's going to be a great battle, and Jesus comes back, and it's party over with one word out of his mouth. Amen? He will send his angels, verse 31, with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together the elect from the four winds, from the end of one end of heaven to the other. So he's going to be pulling his people out right there. That's the second coming of Jesus is talking about. Amen? So there's a difference there. Amen? Somebody say, I'm going to be on the first plane out of here. Amen? That's what we want to be on. Hallelujah. That's what we're talking about, being rapture ready, ready for Jesus' return. It's important to differentiate that the rapture of the church precedes the second coming of the Lord. Amen? Look at 2 Thessalonians 2 through 4. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of the Lord of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away, somebody say falling away, comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. This is what we know as the Antichrist, the one world leader rises during that time, right? When does that happen? After the falling away, amen? Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So during this tribulation period, amen, this one world leader rises up and brings a false peace to the world. And for 3.5 years, everything's cool. But the last part of that, it gets ugly. Amen. And people start dying and ugly stuff starts happening, right? But it's important to differentiate that this happens after the rapture period. When it says that word there in verse 3, unless the falling away comes first. And I'd always been taught and thought, really, that falling away meant there's going to be a great backsliding of the church. The church is going to fall away before the end. But I was corrected on that this past month or so. That word actually means departure of the church. Somebody say hallelujah. That means rapture. In other words, none of this ugly stuff's going to start happening until the church departs from this planet. Amen? That clearly differentiates the rapture from the second coming of the Lord. Amen? That word apostasia, departure of the church, is that word for falling away. I'd been taught for years and thought for years that that meant, and believed really, that that meant, man, there's going to be a great falling away. There's going to be believers that are deceived and just turn their backs on God. And we're seeing some of that. Amen. But that's not what this means. It means there will be a departure of the church before these things can happen. Amen. You see how the enemy has crept in to bring deception and confusion into the church, right? I'm thankful for him, for the Lord showing us these things. And the Lord showed me this past week too. Look at Revelation 19. Here again, we see a clear, and as far as I know, based on what I've seen in the Word of God, this chapter right here says it all to me about differentiating between rapture and second coming and the order that they happen in, right? Revelation 19, verses 1 through 8. After these things, I heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, because he has judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her fornication, and he has avenged on her the blood of his servants shed by her. Again they said, Hallelujah, her smoke rises up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God, who sat at the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. Then, verse 5, a voice came from the throne saying, Praise our God, all you his servants, and those who fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory. Verse 7, here we go. For the marriage of the Lamb has come. Amen. And his wife has made herself ready. Somebody say ready. Amen. This is what's happening during the time while we're gone and tribulation is on this earth, is there is a marriage supper of the Lamb happening, which is the church, is the bride of Christ. Amen. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, the church is talking about, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. That's you and me in heaven with God right there. The whole church in heaven right there. Marriage supper of the Lamb, it's a party. It's a party. Amen? But let's read on, okay? Revelation 19, verse 11 through 21. Skip down to verse 11. Now I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire. This doesn't sound like the paintings we see of Jesus, does it? Amen? He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies of heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Guess what? That's us. Somebody say, that's us. Amen? Now, out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, and with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God, and he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Guess who he's returning with? Kings and Lords. Us, the church. Amen? Then I saw an angel standing out in the sun, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather together for the supper of the great God. Sounds like Matthew 24, doesn't it? Amen? That you may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses and those who sit on them, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, both small and great. Now, almost every day I drive home to Washougal, and you guys know, you see the vultures and just birds of prey out there, and they're circling or eating something on the road. That's what the angel's saying, hey, all you flesh-eating birds, dinner time. Amen. This is what he's saying, right? And I saw the beast, this is the Antichrist, the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army. That's us, right? So guess what? Rapture, the world doesn't see him coming. Second coming, the world sees him coming. And we're with him. And they come to fight. Amen. And we see this even right now when some righteous thing happens on this planet or in this nation. There are people that hate it. That hate it. And there's time right now for them to repent. Amen. But there will be a time on this planet when we all come back with the Lord for the second coming to set up his kingdom on this planet. And there will be a battle. But how long did Jesus say it was going to last? How long does it take lightning to strike? I mean, you remember back in the day, Mike Tyson and his boxing matches were like 90 seconds. and it's over, right? Even faster than that. Amen. And it's going to be a glorious day and a very somber day for the world right there. Amen. Then the beast was captured with him, and the false prophet who worked signs in his presence by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone, and the rest were killed with the sword which proceeded from the mouth of him who sat on the horse, and all the birds were filled with their flesh. This is Bible. Amen. But it's important to differentiate. This is not the rapture. Amen. I don't think Paul would say comfort each other with these words. The eagles will be pecking at No. Right? We're coming back with him. Amen. The armies of God coming back with him to set up his kingdom on this planet. Amen. This is wonderful news. I mean, it's liberating, and it's important that believers know this stuff, because the devil has tried to confuse and twist it and make it sound just like you can't understand it. No. It's pretty cut and dry. Amen? So what do we want to be? We want to be rapture ready. Amen? Because the rapture could happen any moment, anytime. There's other scriptures in the Bible that talk about signs that his coming is drawing near. And we're seeing things, right? Wars and rumors of war, storms and disasters and all these things on the planet, right? But the devil is not going to have his way completely until the church is departed from this planet. And that, what a glorious day that's going to be. Amen? But look at this. Let's look at Matthew 22. Just look at a couple of passages here as we wrap up today. In terms of staying rapture ready. Somebody say, I'm going to stay rapture ready. I am going to stay ready for the return of Jesus. Amen. Matthew 22, verses 1 through 10. And Jesus answered and spoke to them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son. Sound familiar? Didn't we just read about this? Amen. And sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, and they were not willing to come. Somebody say, I'm in the in crowd. I'm invited and I'm willing. And I'm gonna be in on this, right? Again, he sent out other servants, saying, tell those who are invited, see, I prepared my dinner. My oxen and fatted cattle are killed, and all the things are ready. Come to the wedding. But they made light of it. How many people, even Christians, guys, are making light of these things? Oh, I can keep sinning. I can keep living like the devil, and I'll repent before the rapture. Maybe there isn't even a rapture at all. Maybe it doesn't really matter. That's called making light of what God's word says. Amen? Think of it in the days of Noah. There's going to be a flood. Oh, yeah, right. And they mocked him and made fun, right? Preacher of righteousness. Well, guess what? We're going to be rapture ready. Jesus is coming again, and we are going to be ready for his return. We're not going to make light of these things. Amen? Right? And they went their ways, one to his own farm, another to his business. And the rest seized his servants, treated them spitefully, and killed them. But when the king heard about it, he was furious, and he sent out his armies, destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city. And he said to his servants, the wedding is ready, but those who were invited are not worthy. Who decided that? The people decided that. God didn't decide who was worthy and not worthy to make heaven. The person, each individually, decided that themselves, right? Therefore, go into the highways, and as many as you find, invite to the wedding. Somebody say, invite. Guess what? The invitation is open to every person on this planet to get saved, to come to Jesus, to be ready, to repent of their sins. Hallelujah. And we pray that many will. Hallelujah. So we keep the invitation out there. That's why we have a church. That's why we have a website. Amen. That's why we do what we do. Amen. Because the invitation, this is an open invitation to anyone who would be willing to accept it and not make light of it and not choose to live their own way, but come to Jesus and be ready for his return. Amen. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both bad and good, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to see our church filled with guests, with people who are hungry and thirsty for God. Amen. Just like you are. Praise the Lord. Because guess what? Our church is just like a modern day Noah's Ark. Right? The doors are open right now, but it's going to rain. So it's time to get in the ark. Amen. And be filled with the power of God. Praise the Lord. Just lift your hands and just begin to thank God today for that day that's coming, Lord. Father, we thank you that there is a day coming when we will be raptured and departed from this place by the power of your word and by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord God. We thank you for that day, Lord. And Jesus, we make a commitment right now to stay ready. We thank you, Lord, that we accept that invitation, Lord. We accept that invitation, Lord God, to know you, to be saved. We are willing to follow you, Lord. And we are going to stay on ready all the days of our life, Lord. And God, we'll be ready to share with anyone the truth of these words.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Redeemed Life radio broadcast. Check us out on the web at redeemed-church.org. You can hear many free full messages there and get info on service time and location. You can also correspond with us by mail at P.O. Box 1248, Washougal, Washington 98671. Until next week, this is Steve Livengood reminding you to keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.